Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Amud Beis. We will start with the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud. So the Gemara tells us, if you remember back in the Mishnah, we had the discussion of whether one is allowed to be paid back from an idol worshiper within 3 days of the Chag, of their holiday. So the Tanna Kamma held, yeah, no problem. Lefaron, I'm sorry, it's included in the Isser, and the Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's not a problem. But the Tanna Kamma holds, Lefaron, Lefaron Mehen is included, that it is Usser because that's doing business, and they're going to thank their gods for having this loan, and therefore it is Usser. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to get money from them, Nifron Mehen, because Meitzer Lo, they don't like paying money, and therefore, they're not going to do any thanking for this. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says it is allowed. And the Chachamim say back, no, even though they, at this moment, they're giving up their money, they are Sameach La'achar Zman, and therefore, it would be us. That's the Machlokas Tanoim that we had in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, about the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Diframan, V'chulu, V'les Leil Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda never has the long-term view. Rabbi Yehuda allows it because he says right now they're not happy giving up their money. But the Chachamim say, no, you have to take a long-term view. They're going to be happy. So Rabbi Yehuda never takes the long-term view. He always looks at the here and the now. But for Hatanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa in a totally different context? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Isha lo tasud b'moed. A woman cannot put on this type of cream on chalamoed, which either will help some of her hairs come out or will make her face shine. But it's very uncomfortable at the when it's on. And after it's on, a few days later, then you peel it off. But the Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to do that on Moed, but it should nevel hula, because it is painful, and it's bothersome to her, and therefore she's not allowed to do it on a chol Moed. Right, Rashi, ba'odo al paneha, it bothers while it is on her face, even though afterwards it is going to be helpful and she'll enjoy it, but right now it's a problem. But the next line, umod Rabbi Yehuda, b'sid sheyicholo lakaflo b'moed, shetafalta b'moed. But if it's something that's going to be peeled off later on chalamoed, so then it is mutter to peel it off on chalamoed. Avopi shemetzira, put it on a chalamoed and then peel it off a chalamoed. Avopi shemetzira achshav, even though she's is uncomfortable now, smechi lacharzman, right? She's happy afterwards, later on, a couple days later, so it's cold, it's sorach hamoed, and therefore it would be mutter. So one question, and we'll talk about chalamoed, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah in the fifth chelek, and the, based on the tour, about Malach and Chalamoed B'Hashem in a minute. But either way, you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda does care about the larger picture. So it's a steer in our Mishnah. It seems like Rabbi Yehuda just focuses on the here and the now, and therefore the guy is allowed to pay back before and would have to be worried that he's going to be happy in the long term. But in the Halacha regarding Chalamoed, you see he has a long term view, right? And he's able to see, the results of the action right now, and therefore it's mutter. It's called the Tzorach HaMoed. So the Gemara has two answers. And again, the answers are, what's the rule and what's the exception? Whenever you have, so obviously we have a steerer here, so one of them is going to be lafuki the other one. First answer, Amar Avnachon by Yitzchak, Hanach lehilchas moed. No, chalamoed are different. Chalamoed is different, don't ask me. Meaning maybe our Mishnah is the rule. Our Mishnah is the rule that really, he does not focus on the future. He focuses on right now. Chalamoed, that's different. Dekulhu, Meitzar, the Bach adds in, v'sameach la'achar zman. Right? Everything you do at Chalamoed, right? Every work that you do. Rashi gives examples of shechita and, any other type of tikkun seuda. You're always bother yourself in order to have some pleasure. After the means, you get to the ends. So, Chalamoed itself, you always look at the process. You always look at the whole way. And that's why there, he says, you have to take into account what's going to be. And therefore, it's mutter by Chalamoed. Because it's smecha la'achar zman. But here, you wouldn't say that. Here, you would say right now, he's upset. And therefore, that's all you have to worry about. So really, our mission is the rule, and Chalamoed is the exception. Ravina Amar, and Ravina says exactly the opposite. Right? Whenever you have two answers in the Gemara, you have to figure out what's the Nukudas Amachlokas, what's the rule, what is the exception. Ravina Amar, no. Ovika Chavim, Le'inyin Piron, Le'ola Meitzar. The other way, maybe you do look into the long run usually, but here is different, because the Ovika Chavim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is always upset. He never likes to give a Jew his money. even if it's going to end up getting the Jew off his back, he's still not happy about it. So again, is that a machlokas in Metzius? We mentioned a couple of days ago the Ramban at the beginning of Eilat Treifus, who never likes to say there's anything in Metzius, right? One might say that there's a certain percentage, and the question is that percentage significant? But again, it's those are the two answers in the Gemara. We've discussed often, not so recently, the Isra of Malacha and Chalamoi. Right? We know that the Torah tells us that one is not allowed to do malach on chalamoid, on yontif, and a chalamoid is not clear what the source is. So there's a major machlokas we've shown on whether the Isra malach on chalamoid is daraisa or drabanan. There are heterim. So the question is, what do those heterim tell us? The fact that there are the five heterim mentioned by the poskim, does that reflect that it is only Asur Durabanan? Because if it's Asur Daraisa, so then why would there be all of these heterim? And it's fascinating, the Tur quotes all of these heterim in Tavkof Lamed, the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. That's like the title, Simin. And then all the Simon afterwards, he goes into all of the heterim. But the question is, do those heterim reflect that it's only Asur Durabanan or no? It's Da'araisa with built-in Heterim. And that's where the Gemara uses the Lashon, the unusual Lashon in Chazal, but it's used various times in Rishonim, Masra HaKasal V'Chachamim. That the Chachamim have the power to define the contours of this Halacha. It's not regular Torah Sheba'al Peh, right? How's this different? The Chachamim tell us everything. No, usually the Chachamim are given the Mesorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they are told exactly what to do, and they tell us what to do through Chazal, Torah Sheba'al Peh. But once in a while we have Chiddush, and that is in this area of Halacha, Isra Malacha and Chalamoid, and a few other areas where the Chachamim weren't even given exactly the contours. They were given the rights to create the shape of this Halacha, and what's included and what's not included. So this is one of them. Masra HaKasal HaChachamim by the Isra Malacha of Chalamoid. So it's Daraisa. But if it is Uman in Loma Yochal, or it's Tzorach HaMoed, if it's not Meleches Uman, right? All the different heterim that are quoted in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So then that is those are not included on a Daraisa level, right? Paul here, the Mishnah Berurah, also quotes it in the beginning of Tavkof Lamed. Paul Sheein LaMayochal Tzarchei Rabin Maisa Hedyot Afilu LeYachid and Davar HaAvid. Right? A couple of the five. But then he quotes, Yesh Sovrim Mishdi Yasman Rishonim, Yesh Sovrim Shubi Devei Sovrim, Mim Reishim Asinim Batorah, Shtikru Mikar Kodesh, Farihuz Man Chagiga Bamikdash. So it's Asadar Isa. Right? Or others say it is, I'm sorry, that was the Drabanan one, Lefichach Asrim Basias Malacha, Kadesh Lo Yehi Kishamo Sachol, Shem Bem Kudusha Klau, Fahari Poskin Sovrim Shubi Natorah, Tahadi Kilu Bakama Dvarim, while Pia Rishush Shrita Lachachamim and Atorah, Bimalechas Chalaboin, Lefit Sarecho Inyan, Lahatir, based on the Gemara Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches, and that's what the Ramah says, and then the Shulchan Aruch goes through all of these details. But again, that is a crucial discussion about the Isra Malacha of Chalamoin. This comes up also in other places about the Malacha, Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, right? It comes up in, the Rasha Weiss talks about this in Simen Chav Zayin in Dvarim. He talks about where else this, it gives other examples where, you find this, in the Rashi in Kedushin Adaf Yud Aleph quotes this by Shuas Hadayanim. Rashi quotes on Shuas Hadayanim, which we just had a couple of, days ago. Tikra Lav Davka Kesef Ka'amar, Ela Amamona Ba'alma Kapid. When you have a taina and a kvira, it's not dafka money, but it's anything that's shavah pruta. V'kivin shel apirish kama lo masra akasav ela chachamim v'lo kim lehul rabbanan lashbu eva batzer mihachi. Right, the taina shtei kesev and l'dosh shavah pruta. Right, where do we know that from? Right, the Gemara doesn't give a source there. With the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it's the taina or the kviris taina, but where does that come from? So Rashi quotes masra akasav lachachamim, and again many other examples given. The chalamoid one might be connected, but you don't have to say it's connected. Might be connected to the issue of whether Chol HaMoed is called an os or not. That is a discussion in the Rishonim also. The Zohar says the Chol HaMoed is an os, and therefore, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Right? That's the nafkamina. Right? While the other Rishonim say, no, it doesn't mean it in that way, right? Because if Chol HaMoed is an os, then we're not allowed to wear tefillin, because it's a bizayin of the tefillin of Yontif, of Chol HaMoed, just like Shabbos and Yontif, we don't wear tefillin. But if it's not an os, then we would be able to wear tefillin, and that's the machlokas haposkim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and what to do, halacha lemaisa. But that's Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, one of the contexts where we find that in the Gemara. Good. Next. Masnisan, fourth to last line. Masnisan, Telo, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who has a third daya. Right? Our Mishnah makes no chilukim regarding this, the halacha of what type of loans we're talking about. The Tanakhama says that you're not allowed to get paid back any loans, and Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to get paid back loans. Shua ben Karcha has the middle opinion. The Tanya of Shua ben Karcha Omer says Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha in the Tosefta, Milve Bishtar, a Nifron Mehen, Milve Alpen Nifron Mehen, Rechu Kamatzel Miyadam. If it's a Milve Bishtar, it's documented, so then you're not allowed to get paid back. Why? Because then they really feel really good because you have a raya against them. And there's not so much counter pressure, right? Don't get paid back now, get paid back then, right? So you'll claim next week. And also, he's very happy when he doesn't have the milva bishtar and the shibudim and the liens against his property. So that's why he nifron mehen. But milva bishtar alpeh, then you could be nifron mehen. Why? Because, you know, if he doesn't pay you back now, he's ready to pay you back, then you might lose it. And we're not, the chacham did not institute a din of, you know, shema yavo in a case where it would cause a hefsid to the Jew. Remember the machlokas we showed him also, whether Rabbi Shimon Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva, right? Whether Karcha Kireach is Rabbi Akiva or not. Again, not for now. Good. Yosef Rabbi Yosef Achored Rabbi Abba, Yosef Rabbi Abba Kameid Rav Huna. So Rabbi Yosef was sitting there, and Rabbi Abba was sitting in front of Rav Huna. V'Yosef Akamar, Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon Ben Karcha, V'Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon Ben Karcha and like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's that? So Hilchasak Rabbi Yeshua Hada Amran. So Rabbi Yeshua, halachos like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that's what we just said. Right? We pass in like this middle day about Milva Bishtar and Milva Alpeh. Right? We had that about 2 weeks ago. The chilek between Milva Bishtar and Milva Alpeh. Remember, if somebody is kofar, by kofar bepikadon, we had the daf whether kfiras dvarim ba'alma. If somebody's kofar when there are edim that know that he owes the money, is that kfira meaningful or not? Is that chayav a karbon, kfiras, asham gezelos? So we had a different deus, machlokes amoram, but then Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was, who said, depends if it's a milva bishtar or a milva alpeh, milva bishtar or milva be'edim, right? So we discussed there, shtar is different than edim. So here too, shtar is different than alpeh. I think it was the last time we had such a chilek. But either way, so the halachos Rabbi Shimon Karcha, fine. Halachos Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda, Titania? It's a Mishnah. Titania, the Braisa says, the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Hanotzin Semer, Letzavo, Letzvalo Adam, Letzavo Shachor, Shachor, Letzavo Adam. I gave wool to a dyer in order to dye my wool, in order I want to have a blue shirt. So I give him the wool, and please dye my wool. And he messes up. He dyes it the wrong color. So what is the halacha? So what are the choices? He just could just give me back the wool. Now it's appreciated. It's worth more, probably, but it's not what I wanted. So either he could give me back the money for my wool, or he could give me back my wool, the appreciation, and who has the choice? So, machlokas. First machlokas tanam, and then a machlokas rishonim about the machlokas tanam. So Rabbi Meir Omer, no sein lo, demet simro. Rabbi Meir says, he, the dyer, gives back the value of the wool. Why? Two words. Shinui kona. Right, Rav Meir holds the major sugi in Baba Kama, right when the dyer does it, whether he had kavana or not to do it in the wrong way, he is koneid, he's a gazlan, right? He acquires the tsemer through his actions, and he owns it now, and therefore he has to pay back what the wool was worth beforehand. Right, Rashi on the second line, the sfiri lele Rav Meir, kol ha-mishana midaz bailav nikra gazlan. Whoever's mishane from the das of the owner is called a gazlan, v'kna'o b'shinui, and he's kona'id b'shinui. Let's just read the next line of Rashi. V'notel ha-tzemer la'atzmo. He takes the tzemer for himself, afal pishu mu'ula ha-shabedamim, even though it's worth more. Still, he gives back exactly what the wool was worth, because now that it's wine, and therefore, who, I could give it back. Who has the choice? Any impression from Rashi? Rashi's not 100% clear, but that last line of Rashi, some try to be medayik. And he takes it for himself. Sounds like maybe he has the choice. What if the owner says, just give it back to me? It's okay. You messed up, but I'll take it anyway. So who's in charge? So it could be that, you know, if he, the gazlan wants to return it, so then he can, he has that choice. If you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva quotes Rashi and argues. Says the Ritva. L'fich ha'nosa de watzimro, t'chol ha'zanam shalom k'shazak zela. V'zeh, he quotes the diak that we just made in Rashi, is what he likes, but he feels that Rashi elsewhere does not say that. V'zeh afilu balkarcha shal bailam. The Ritva says, I think you're a country of a mayor, it's balkarcha of the bailam, shinikone. You know, he didn't do a great thing, but that's the reality. That's the reality. Shini kona. V'lo kamo shepirish Rashi zal demayri b'she'ein b'ilem rotzim laseis lo schiruso. Right? Don't say, right, not like Rashi says, it's only where the b'ilem don't want to, pay him. Rabbi Yehuda lo chashe le'gazlin, and we'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't, but again, it's a discussion that we've shown him more in Baba Kama, also in Daf Kuf Aleph, exactly who has the choice. Point number one. Point number two. Maybe this issue relates to the fundamental chakira by Shini Kona. Meaning, how does that work? So Gazlan steals wood and then he makes it into a chair. So we know ein chote niskar. We don't want the Gazlan to win. We don't have to gain anything. But there's still a concept called Shini Kona. So that's a reality, or is it? How does Shini Kona work? So one way to understand Shini Kona is that it's a din in the cheftza. This is a different item. There's a halacha, kol gazlan mishal mekshas akzela, I pay, the heshev is akzela, I have to return the stolen item. If it's not the stolen item anymore, then I don't have to return it. You're right, I was a rasha, that I changed it, that I was mishan it, but reality is this isn't the item that I stole. And because of that, I keep it. And I have to pay you for, you know, what I stole. But that's Shini Kona. It's a different item. You get that impression from Tosfos and Baba Kama. Tosfos and Baba Kama, the Gemara there, in Perek Maruba, on Samachema Beis, compares Shini Kona in the context of Gzela to Shini Kona in the totally different context, in the context of Esnan Zona. Where somebody, Rachman al-Islan, is Mizana, and he pays a Zona with an animal. Could you use that, or a flower? Could you use that flour or wheat for a carbon? Right? Is it disgusting in the eyes of Hashem? Does it still have the status of Esnan Zona? So what if a man gave a woman wheat and then she crushed it into flour? Could you use that for a carbon mincha? So the question is, do you say Shinui Kona? Shinui Kona? What does that have to do with anything? It has to do with the status of an item. It's a different item. That's Tosfos' issue. Tosfos says, Samachem Abeis, V'yam Tomar, Heichim Adamile, D'mayinin Esnan Eitzel Shinui. What does Esnan have to do with Shini Kona? Tosfos, very important line in Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, T'kasavar, D'i Shinui Kona, Imkein Ro'i Hu Lahatir Shinui Be'esnan. If you say Shini Kona by Gnev and Gzela, so Mistama says Tosfos, you should also say Shinui is Matir by Esnan, Zona, why? D'chashiv Ka'acher. Focuses on the chefsa. It's a different item. The ein ze oso shebaliyada b'toras esnan. This is not what she got as an esnan. Umimas nami lo mois. It's not even considered disgusting anymore because it's not an esnan. So you could have said, even if you say shini kona in another context, it's still disgusting. We have that. We have that by mitzvah baba vera. That even if you want to say it's shinui, it might still be disgusting to make a bracha, and that's the Gemara in Baba Kama and in Sanhedrin, but ein zeh mevarech ela menayitz, that even if it's changed. But Tosfos says, no, it's comparing. So that's one way of understanding shini kona, and that is, it's the focus is on the item. The other way to understand it, which would make it more difficult to compare, the Gemara compares them, the esnan to gzela. But the other the way is, and they both have rayas, both approaches, and that is, Shini Kona is not like the other Konas, right? The word Kona sounds like, you know, Kona. You're Kona something. So according to the approach that we just said, you're not Kona anything. It's a Shinui and Memelo you are Kona, right? It's not that Shinui actively does anything. Shinui changes something, and therefore Shinui, and therefore Kona. But there's another way of understanding it, and that is really right when a Ganav or a Gazlan takes something, he has some type of Kinyan in it. Again, it's not that he did something good. Right, it's just a reality. Sometimes somebody does an Avera and it still has an effect. A Kohen marries a Grusha. They're married, even though it's an Avera. It works. Chai ve'lavin, we paskin have tefisas kiddushin. So here, a man steals, and it's his. The problem is, there's a chiyuv hashava. There's a chiyuv hashava. He has to return the item. Shini Kona removes the chiyuv hashava. Once the chiyuv hashava is removed, so then memelo, the kinyanim kick in. But it's not that it's Kona really only right now. Really, it's Kona from beforehand. But it's just held back with the Chiyav HaShava. Once the Chiyav HaShava is removed because of the Shini Kona, so then that's when the full Kinyanim kick in. And one of the rise to this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Beis or so about Kimle B'drabimineh. That if I steal something in the Machteres, remember that case? And then Memela, and then it breaks. Kimle B'drabimineh, you might not have to give it back. You don't have to give it back. The item is here, according to some, even if it's not broken. So it's here. The answer is that Kimle might knock out, just like Shinui, might knock out the Chiyuv Hashava, and Bameli, you're allowed to keep it. So again, Shinui might be parallel to that type of item, that type of a case. But again, that's a huge topic in Perek Merubah, and all the Achronim get into the act. But again, the Rishonim have the roots to it as well. And again, one final point, all of these are connected. This issue about how you view it might be the focus of, you know, whose choice it is, might be related to that. Number two, the Chakira. And number three is the other Tosfos, the Tosfos on the top here. Tosfos says, we only did the first day, Rabbi Meir says here, Shini Kona. But if you look in Baba Kama Tzadihei, it sounds like he doesn't hold that, right? In the Hagoz al Basra, says Rabbi Meir there, if I steal a cow, a pregnant cow, and then the cow gives birth, I steal a Rachel Teuna V'Gzaza, says the Rabbi Meir, Mishalim Osav Ez Gizosev Ez Vladoseha. I give back everything. The baby was born, Mazel Tov, I have a new baby calf, and I give back the mother and daughter and offspring. So asks the, and that's going to Rabbi Meir, what do you mean? Shinui Yel Shini Kone. So in that case, I should be able to keep, the Gazan should be able to keep the mother and the daughter and just pay back money. So it sounds like from there, you don't say Shini Kone. So Tosfos gives a more practical, technical answer. Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, the Shani Hasem to Knasahu, really, fundamentally, Shini Kone. There it's a Knas. There we fine you. We fine you because you did an Isser. Right, but other cases of Alhacha Loshach Lekonso, but here not. Tosfos is assuming Dilatovazo Shabayla Miskavin. He messed up. He didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't trying to dye it in the wrong color. So really, here Shinui Kone. But if there's a reason to be fine him, so then there we would say Knas. Another answer might be if you look in the Rishonim say this in other context, you might be mechalik between different types of Shinuyim. There's a difference between Shinui Biadayim and Shinui Dimemela. Right, Shinui Biadayim, where I actively do something. So that's Shinui. Shinui Dimemela, where something happens without my doing anything, the animal gives birth, right? So then, you know, it might be different. Even though there it's Gzaza, it's shearing. So is shearing the same thing as, that's a Maisa Biadayim, but is that a Dover that I could foresee? Even if it's Biadayim, you might be a Bechalik, but within Biadayim, right, a Biadayim act that changes the item, is there a difference between dyeing something and shearing? Shearing, I just took off the outer cover. So even within the Biadayim, you might be Mechalik. Again, very interesting sugya that comes up, but again, it comes up here in the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Okay, so let's continue. We only did the first line. So the Mishnah says that Rebbe Meir holds they have to give back the value of the tzemer because Shini Kone. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, no. Rebbe Yehuda holds fundamentally, really, Shini is not Kone. So the yad of the nigzal, the yad of the owner is Alha El Yona. Basically, the Bialim is going to get the better deal here. So it depends what's worth more. Im HaShevach Yeser Al HaYitziyah, if the wool is appreciated more than the expenses were to do the dyeing, Notzin Lo HaYitziyah. So the Bialim just have to give the expenses, and he takes the wool. V'im HaYitziyah Yeser Al HaShevach, and if the expenses were worth more than the appreciation, Notzin Lo HaShevach, so he just pays the Shevach, and he does not pay the expenses. So he has the upper hand. Again, Shini is not Kone, it's still his, and we feel bad that it was dyed the wrong color, but he gets it back. Ahadrinu, so this is the statement that Rabbi Abba said. Rabbi Abba said, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, meaning, in our case, t'chilek min milva mishtar and a milva alpeh, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda here by Shinui Kone. Ahadrinu, Rabbi Yosef liapeh. Rabbi Yosef got very upset, he just turned away in disgust. He says, how can you say such a thing? Why? What's his issue? Bishlam halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. I understand why he had to say the halacha like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, what the chiddush is. Itzrich. Tzachad ayda chamina yochad v'rabim halacha karabim. I might have thought that our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, it's stoma, it's like the Rabbanon, it's like the Chachamim, and therefore he had to tell us. In this case, unusually, we were paskin like the Yachid. Kamash v'lan, halacha k'yachid. So I understand what the chiddush is of telling me that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. Ela halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda lamali. But to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, what does he have to tell me that for? Pshita! It's pasha that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? De machlokas v'achar kach stam hilchas akistam. Because there's two sources about this machlokas. We have the machlokas here, and then later on after the machlokas, we have a stam mishnah, and therefore, the rule is, whenever you have a machlokas, then a stam, is stam, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, holds like the stam, and that's why he was so same after the machlokas. Machlokes b'baba kama, v'sasam b'baba metzia. Where the machlokes b'baba kama, which we just said, and then we have the machlokes b'baba metzia, ditznan, kala mishana, yado al hatachtona, v'chola chozer bo yado al hatachtona. If you're mishana, yada al tachtona, that's Rabbi Yudashita. Question mark. So that's Rabbi Abba's that was Rabbi Yossi's problem. You know, why do you have to tell me this? Says the Gemara. What would Rabbi Huna answer back? Verav Huna, again, there's what to say, but we'll finish the conversation. Verav Huna, mishum dein seder l'mishnah. Rav Huna would say, no, I agree with you. If I knew that it was a machlokas, then a stam, I would pass like the stam. But here, ein seder, how do we know it's a machlokas, then a stam? Maybe it's lehefech. Digal meimer stam tana barisha v'yachakach machlokas. Ein seder l'mishnah, which can't be medayik in the order of mishnayis. Right? It could be that one is first and one is second, and the other one is first and the other one is second. Ein seder l'mishnah, says Rav Huna, says the Gemara. So then how does that rule ever apply? Ihachi, we know there's a rule of achlokas v'achach stam. Ihachi, kom achlokas v'achach stam, lema ein seder l'mishnah. Rav Huna, what, you reject that principle? We paskin, machlokas v'achach stam, halachis k'stam. V'Rav Huna, ki lo amrinan ein seder b'chada mesechta. I'll agree with you, says Rav Huna, within one mesechta. So then we say, machlokas v'achach stam, halacha k'stam. That's where that rule applies, in one mesechta. Betray mesechti amrinan. But in two mesechtas, we say in seder l'mishnah. We're here, we're talking about two mesechtas. Baba Kama, Baba Metzia. Right? So we're talking about two mesechtas, so that's where I hold ein seder in two mesechtas. Why'd Rav Yosef get upset? For Rav Yosef, kula nezikin chada mesechta hi. Now, all a nezikin is one mesechta. And therefore, yeah, I'll agree with you. It's only the order. Yeish seder only within a mesechta, but this is one mesechta. Right? Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, consider one mesechta. And therefore, that's the rule. Number one, let's just finish, and then we'll talk about that principle. Ve'i ba yaseima, or a totally different reason why Rav Yosef got upset and said we don't need this yesod. Ve'i ba yaseima mishum dekatani lagabi hilchas apsikta, because over there in Bamitzia, it was totally not the context to say this. But you see all of these rules said one after another, so it must be that's just the mesora that we have those rules. So that's not the context there in Bamitzia. So the fact that it said it there, so we already know that the halacha is like, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't need your statement, Rabbi Abba, to tell us that Yado al ha-tachtona. Period. Okay, a number of points to make here. First, there's a Ritva, and then there's a Rashba. The Ritva says, when the Gemara here says, ain't seder, it doesn't mean that, even if you say, there's no seder in two mesechtes. It can't mean that there's no significance at all. Because various times in Shas, the Gemara asks, why is this mesechta after that mesechta? Why is Nazir next to Sota? Why is Shuas, you know, where it is? Right? So you can't say that. We totally reject the idea. But it's in terms of being medayik for this halacha. That's it, said the Ritva. For machlokas v'achakach stam, or the vice versa. Right? So that's where we might say seder l'mishnah is limited to one mesechta. But in general, you know, it is something that we are medayik. Says the Ritva, miu vadai mistama roi leo seder l'marachasam. What, the whole order of mesechtas is haphazard? Right, roi leo seder l'marachasam. Shalo yu mu'uravos. It shouldn't be mixed up. Vahinu teprachinan. That's why it asks. In the beginning of Mesecha Shavuos, right? Shavuos michti, tana mimaka salik. What does it have to do with anything? Klomer, shikach nirev roi leo sidron. Vachanem prachinem besota. Tana minazir kasalik. So we do ask about the order. Right, the Rishonim point out, right, there are two ways to understand, really, the order of all the Mesechtas. So the Ritva here is alluding to, and also the Rambam. The Rambam in Hakdama to Birsha Mishnayas. The Hakdama, he goes through every Mesechta. What the order is. Why is it Brachas Peah Demai Kelaim Shviyas? He goes through every Mesechta, in the Hakdama. I didn't mention this on the Beis, I don't think. So I'll just mention the one line about Avodah Zarah, because this is where it is. The second half. Hakdama to Birsha Mishnayas first talks all about the Torah Shebaal Peah. And, if one has never gone through it, you know, it's required reading for every Jew. But, the Rambam in the Hakdama, so he talks about the, order of Nezikin. And then he talks about, specifically our case. He says, "Achar kach hiskilu daber al avodah zarah lefi sheinyana davar muchrach lashofet sheyeda enu." Every judge has to know about all the halachas of avodah zarah. V'azi hiyeh shalem, and then he'll be complete in his knowledge. Kishayeda nimusei ha'avodos sahein. You got to know exactly how they worshipped. V'chukosein amashasorach la'alein. Oz yeda hechli adin alem. You have to know how to paskin. V'chom ki komi sheyavod la'kochav shabtai. Ba'avodas kochav noga. O yispal la'kochav tzedek. Betfilas ma'adim. Eino chay misa. K'moshe ba'akabala ba'habura. Right? You can't worship one with the avod of the other. V'yiniach zu ha'maseches la'achrona. And it leaves this towards the end. V'bnei shalo yikra inyan avodazara ela be'echen mine elef. U'liyamin rechokim. You know how many people worship Avodah Zarah who's going to come to Bezdin? 1 in 1,000. So it leaves it at the end. Shavuos is more common, and that's why it goes before Avodah Zarah. But it's all connected to your Sanhedrin, because it all is connected to that. And then he talks about Avos and Harios. But again, this is the Rambam. There is another idea behind the whole order of Masechtas within Sedarim, and it seems clear when we look at it from the outside, and that is the larger Masechtas come first. Right, every Seder goes in descending order in terms of the generally, there are one or two exceptions, but generally in terms of the order of the amount of prakim, right, they start with Taurus, Kalim has 30, and Aleph has 19, and it keeps going down. Shabbos, all the bigger Masechtas, so as an educational tool, some have pointed out, if you don't see new, you got to get through the big ones first. Right, and then you have the last ones that are shorter, and it's easier. You've already done the big ones, so that's then we could keep going. There are a few exceptions. Masechtas Trumos has more prakim than some of the Masechtas before it. And Makkos and Shavuos are shorter, but those kind of like go together with Sanhedrin. But in general, it starts with the bigger Masechtas in terms of prakim. And then it goes to the shorter ones as you go later in the Seder. Number one. Number two. What else can we talk about? The Rimigash and the Rishonim. If you medayg in the Lashon here, what does it say? Kula Nezikin, Chada Masechta. All of Nezikin is one Masechta. So Rov Rishonim say, the Meir here says, it doesn't mean Kula Nezikin, it means Kula Babis. Here we're talking about Babakama Bamatsia. We're not talking about all of Masechta Nezikin. So the Gemara could have said, all the Babos are one Masechta. And that's what's Pashtos, that's how we understood it. That's what the Meiri says here. V'tzlasa babe harihem k'mesechet achas l'inyin zeh. Afopi shebekan no markula nezikin. Even though here it says all nezikin is all mesechta. Atat zarech lefarsha al tzlasa babe bovad. It's talking about the three babas. V'chein pershua rov mefarshim. And that's what rov mefarshim say. Who didn't say this? That's the Rimigash on Daf Beis and Shavuos. We mentioned this back in Shavuos on Daf Beis. Rimigash on Daf Beis and Shavuos quotes Yesh Lomar. Tiyahid Damrinan Hasam Rav Yosef Kula Seder Nezikin Chada Masechtahu Lava Tzlasa Babi Belechud Kamar. It's not just on the three babas. Ela Akule Seder Nezikin Tavale Makas and Shavuos Bechlal. Makas and Shavuos are also included. V'zeh Tamacharon Tzorech Iyun Ubedika. It has it in brackets. Right, you gotta figure this out exactly what he means to say the entire Seder Nezikin is one, but that's the Meiri. But then he quotes an unbelievable Yerushalmi. This is a Tafyomi Yerushalmi, right? This is one in a million, right? We should start off Brachas Daf Beis with this Yerushalmi, right? Maybe Ramir Shapiro was thinking about this, but it points out in the footnotes that we don't know where this Yerushalmi is. We have it in the Medrash. Okay, so maybe it's somewhere. Visad Ladavar. Right, a remez to that it's going on the babas. Right, the remez v'salo davar matzasi b'talmud ma'irav, and we have this in Vayikra Rabba Yutes Beis. Right, here it is. Hatipesh Omer, the foolish one says, miyachol modas atorah l'nezikin shlosha prakim kalim shlosha prakim. I'm sorry, nezikin shlosha prakim kalim shlosha prakim. Right, who could learn the nezikin? Right, 30 prakim kalim 30 prakim. Who can learn that? They're so huge. They're so big. Maybe in the days of the Yerushalmi, all the babas were three. But the language is 30 prakim. Only the three babas together are 30 prakim, not the whole Seder Nezikin. That's his raya. But for our purposes, we'll continue. Who can learn all 30 prakim of Nezikin and of Kalim? V'hapikeach omer, harini lomeit shtei alachas hayom, shtei alachas lamachar. Ein alai hadavar ligmar, ve'eini ben charin li batel. Wow. Right? You gotta learn? Do a little bit every day. I wanna learn all of Shas today. Do a little bit every day. I wanna learn all the Babas. Do one page every day. Hare Lamata. Why the Meiri quote this? Not for any Musar purposes, but the Meiri said, Hare Lamata. Shukari Latlasa Babi Nezikin. Shari Yesh Batlasa Babi Shloshim Prakim. Right? There's 30 Prakim in that. And fascinating, if you look in the Kalim, Mishnayos Kehilim, which is the longest Masechta nowadays in Shas. If you look in the Tosefta, in the back of the Gemaras, in the back of Masechta Dida, we not only have the Mishnayos of Taras, but we have the Tosefta. So if you look on the top, Tosefta, Miseder Taras, Maseches Kehilim, Baba Kama. Right? And you go through, all through Perek, and it finishes. That's one Masechta. And then you have, separately, Tosefta Kehilim, Baba Metzia, Perek Aleph. You don't have Perek, we have it in the Mishnayos, we have Perek Yud Aleph all through Perek Lamed. But the Tosefta has one Masechta, Kalim Baba Kama, and then it has Kalim Baba Metzia, and then it has Kalim Baba Basra, or each one 10 Prakim, and then we have Tosefta Masechta Zolus, Perek Aleph and Meis, Vechulu, and it continues. So just also, it's a riot that the Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra were all, it was Seder Nezikin it was Masechta Nezikin at some time. Again, that's a great Yerushalmi take home, a little bit every day, that's our motto. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Again, there's more, there's a Rashba, but we don't have time right now. Tan Rabbanan, Lo Yomar Adam. Right, we're going to have another couple of contexts where the halacha is like Yerushua ben Karcha. That's what all this is here for. We passed on like him in terms of the chiluk about the Avodah Zarah, so we have other totally different contexts. Lo Yomar Adam L'Chaver, a person should not say to their friend on Shabbos afternoon who they want to hire as a worker that night. Haner Chetamoni Bila'erev, you want to get together tonight? You want to get together tonight? You know, is it near it to you? Again, without saying explicitly that I want you to be my worker, but it's understood. So the Tanakhama says that's usher. Why? That's also a violation of Mimso Chefsocha V'Dabar Davar. Right? We're not allowed to talk about weekday activities on Shabbos. And therefore, even if saying this is still too much Dibur, Machshava is okay. Hirhuri Mutarim, we say in Zmiros. Right? But this is not Hirhur. And therefore, it would still be usher. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, no, it's okay. Omer Adam Chaver Hanira Shatamot Imi La'era. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that. Right? And the machlokas is whether this is Hirhur or this is Dibur. Right? All the details are spoken about in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Zayin, right? The pasuk based in Yeshayo, that our Dibur has to be different. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Zayin, again, it's a long Simon, but just to read the Sif Aleph. V'daber davar, shalo yehi diburach shal Shabbos k'diburach shal Chol. Hilkach, 25 simanim. Right? That you have to have different Dibur. Right? It does not say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you say Nishtan Shabbos Garet, it's okay. It doesn't say that anywhere. Right? Maybe it's in some of the poskim. You know, generally that's not, doesn't say that anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Amar Abba Barchana Amar Biochanan Halach Hilchazak Yerushua Ben Karcha. The Halach is like Yerushua Ben Karcha here, again, as long as it's not said Beferish. Period. Tanur Rabbanan, also. Totally other context. This is a huge topic. Just to know, Yosir Mima, that we're going to explain here, all the Rishonim here, get into it. Beth Hashem, maybe we'll get back to it at a later date, hopefully, in Chulin, where it comes up. I go to one rabbi, and he says something is Tameh. Lo Yishal Achacham Yitar. I can't go to another rabbi looking for a heter. I'm not allowed to go Kula shopping. Right? If I go to one rabbi, and he says Tameh, that's it. Lachacham Ba'asar, Lo Yishal Achacham Yatir. I can't go to another rabbi. So that line is again a lot to talk about in this discussion. Just look at Tosfos, one line. V'im Tomar, Tosfos says, V'chi lo yishal l'kol ha-chachamim v'yadonu zeim zeh olay yeshivu midvarov. Maybe if he asks the second rabbi, he'll convince the first rabbi to change his mind. You know, what if I got a psach that I don't think is so common? So you never let it go? So Tosfos says, you're only not let it go without to the second rabbi without telling him that you already went to the first rabbi. But if you go to the second rabbi and say, so-and-so said, Asur, so then, now it's in the second rabbi's responsibility. So now you get into other halachas of, are you allowed to paskin on something that's already been paskined? It changes the responsibility. The language of the Gemara, the focus is on the Shoel. The Rishonim then focus on the Rav, in terms of the Posek. And again, the Ravid quoted here in all the Rishonim, have the discussion, what would be the reason that you can't go to another one? Okay, hashkafically, I already got a psak, but conceptually, is it because of zilzul kvod rabo? That's one idea, and there maybe if he's mochel, it could be different. Or is it something more fundamental? Once somebody, a Rav paskins on something and says, asur, there's a chefza shel iser. It's like, shavya nafshech haticha di isura. That's the language of the Ravid. Right, you think it's like a chiddush to say that, but that's what the Ravid says. I'll read it from the Chiddush Yaran. Kazva Ravid. De la mishim kvoto shel rishon naguba. Ela mishim dekiva de asra harishon shavya haticha di isura. Veshuv ein la heter. Dafilu itira sheni ein muteres. Even if you go there, the psak is meaningless. Because it's already nesar. And again, there's many different discussions of this. What if there's it's a total mistake? Obviously, it would be limited. What if if the second rabbi would say, well, if the first rabbi would have known this source and seen this source, then he wouldn't have paskin that way. Rav Avadi Yosef sometimes does that. If the Shulchan Aruch would have seen these 25 Rishonim, so then maybe the Shulchan Aruch would have paskin. Okay, only he could do that. So again, there's that's also various types of limitations. Again, it's a great topic, but we don't have time to go so deep into it now. But all the Rishonim here discuss. Again, focus on the questioner and focus on the rabbi. And again, there's halachic implications and hashkafic implications. Right, both of those. You know, I say the harav. You have to have one rav and follow him. Ha'yishnayim echad matami vechad matayr. What if there are two rabbis? One says tami, one says tar. Echad osir, echad matir. Imaya echad mehem gadol mechaver b'chachmo v'minyan. Halacha acharav. If you get two psakim, you have to go by the bigger one. Gadol mechaver b'chachmo v'minyan. Wiser or minyan? What do you mean minyan? How do you have greater dominion? Right, he's only one person, one against one. Does it mean there's the majority? Maybe. Various pshatim in the Rishon, and maybe it means the majority of rabbis, right? The Ravid quotes his age, gadol mimenu, right? Older rav. The Ritva quotes the years that he learned, gadol mimenu b'chachma v'minyan. The minyan, the years that he prepared being a rav. Others say the Rambam has a lashon, right? He has more talmidim, right? How many talmidim? You know, he's a representative, and the more talmidim maybe reflects gadlus in knowledge. Okay, so either way, different pshatim of gadol. V'yemlav hachar achara machmir. But the Tanakhama says, but if you're not sure, right, if they're equal, then you have to go l'chumra, which again is a huge topic. Is that automatic? Go l'chumra in a case where there's a suffix. But that's where Yishuv Makarcho comes in. Yishuv Makarcho Omer, it depends. Bishal Torah halach achar hamachmir. Bishal Sofrim halach achar hamekel. There Sofrim obviously means Durabanan. Amar of Yosef Hilchasa, Kerb Yishua ben Karcha. Again, we get to talk about all these different topics just because of the common line of the halacha Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. Good. Again, being machmir, being mekel, we've discussed that in the past. The Rashi in the beginning of Beitza, Koach Tehatera Adif, and always making sure that our stringent scenes aren't stepping on the toes of anyone else. We discussed the rules and regulations of that in the past. The Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't want to become the chief rabbi until he asked his wife, right? Because it's, it's not a chumrah, but in terms of certain behaviors, we have to make sure that we're not negatively affecting anyone else. Again, a big topic also. Tan Rabbanan. Next, totally different context. V'kulan shechazer bohen. All of those who were Chozerpo. What is this talking about? Machlokas, Rashi, and other Rishonim. Rashi says, we're talking about a Gazlan. We're talking about an Am Haaretz. We're talking about someone who is Pasul Eidus. So if you read that, it's a very difficult line to understand, but that's how Rashi seems to understand it. All of these who did Tshuva, Shechazer Bohen, and Mekabel Nosan Olamis de Rebbe Meir, were still, they can never reach the level of being a Chaver. A Chaver, someone who has special type of Ne'manus, right, says Rashi, and Makalon Olam Olamas Devir, Meir says, they cannot come back. Right, Rashi, Lahachzikon, B'toras Chavres, L'smoch Aleihem. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Chazru, Bahen, B'matmonios, if they only did Shuvah in private, and Makalon Osan. Right, they're not ready to do Shuvah in public yet, it's kind of embarrassing. So then you cannot rely on them. B'farhesi, Makalon Osan, but if they already did it in public, everybody knows that they're a different person, so then they're allowed to. Or, Ika de Amre, not that was the tshuva in private or public, but was the avera in private or public. Asu divrayim b'matmonios, if originally their avera was done in private, then makabel nosan, then you accept their tshuva, because their avera wasn't as severe. But b'farhesia e makabel nosan, but if their avera was b'farhesia, Rashi on top, hova pakru kolkach, shuve nosan liban lashuva tshuva shlema, then you're not makabel, it goes by their avera. Even before we do the last shita, Tosas on the bottom discusses, what's Rashi talking about? A person can't do tshuva? What does that mean? Tosas, Pirish Rashi, Agazlan Vame Aretz Vekasha, Vechiyam Aretz Lo Yuchal Asos O Tshuva? How could you say that? Even according to one opinion. Va'o, Deloshin Olam, Ismashra Shekvar Kibbutz, Pam Acheres. Tosas and other Rishonim have a different shot. It means an Am Haaretz that's Chashud, that already was Makabel Devre Chavres, and then he goes back to being an Am Haaretz. So now he wants to go back to being a chaver. He already had his chance. So that's what it means. Chazru l'suron, v'nechel gomi kablam od. Can you accept him a second time? Okay, that's already a little, you see, he's not someone who is loyal and can stay strong. Okay, so that's how That's how it is understood. But either way, we don't pass on like any of these opinions. We pass on like the last opinion. Reb Shimon and Reb Yeshua ben Karcha Omrim, Ben Kach uVen Kach Makablin. We accept people, if they do tshuva. Shneamar Shuvavanim Shovavim. Return Shovavim. Shovavim sounds like Rashi Mezidin Ubefarhesya. Right? Even if they're Mezid. Amr Vislach Ishkvar Akko. Amr Reb Yochanan Hilchasa Kaoso Hazok. We pass on like that. And that is what we follow, and that's what the Rambam says, both in Hilchas Tshuva and Hilchas Metami Mishka V'Moshav. The Rambam says that if somebody does Tshuva, somebody does Tshuva. The Rambam, the end of Paragimel in Hilchas Tshuva, where he talks about all the Paragimel is all about the different categories of people who are so hard to do Tshuva, the Apikarsim and the Minim and the Mishumadim and those who don't have Alam Haba V'Cholo. And at the end of that Parak, the Rambam says, all the way at the end, he says, "Call harishaim va'poshim va'mishumadim b'chayotzi b'hen shechazru b'tshuva bein begalui bein shechazru b'matmonios." Right, that's an allusion to our Gemara. Mekablin osam, you accept them. Shneamar shuvu banim shovavim. Throw in quotes our Gemara. Right, you could read all of Maseches Yuma, right, and not get the full picture. Right, got to read Maseches Avodah Zarah too. Ava bishadain shovavu shari b'seisur b'vad chazer v'lo begalui mekablin osam b'tshuva. You accept. You accept them in tshuva. The Ritva here says, he has in one more line, over here on the tshuva line, he says, Demashma mizidin viksiv v'halachta bedrachav. Mahu racham erach apayim afatakein. So he quotes that Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflama Gimel, right? For halachta bedrachav. We have to be like Hashem. Mahu afata. Just like Hashem is ultimately, he always accepts tshuva, so too we always have to accept tshuva, right? The two Gemaras in Shas, one about Maisim, the Gemara in Sota, Mahu Bikir Cholim, Kavar Maisim, and Mal Bisharumim, and Bikir Cholim, so too we have to, the end of the first parak, and then the Gemara in Shabbos about Midos, and that's what the Ritva quotes here. Good. Second Mishnah of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Lavanim Shlosh Lachareim Aser. Rabbi Shmuel is Machmir. Arm Tanak Mishnah on Daf Beis said only 3 days before. Rabbi Shmuel says 3 days before and 3 days after. Right, is Aser. Why? Because even afterwards they're going to be happy and related to Tzer Avodah Zarah. We'll see. We'll come back to Rabbi Shmuel. Vacham Omrim Lefnei Dein Aser Lachare Dein Mutter. Chum says no, only before, not after. So ask the Gemara. We'll see if that's any different than the first Mishnah. Amar Tachliva Bar Avdimi Amar Shmuel. We had this line earlier. Yom Echad LaDivrei Bishmal Olam Aser. According to Bishmal, you can never do, or the Rosh Hashanah changes it to Laolam Oser. Right, the Sunday for certain of the Avodah Zarah is always a Yom Eid. According to Bishmal, you can never do business with them because you can't do 3 days before, 3 days after. That's the whole week. Right, that's done, right? And we brought that as a raya to, you know, the 3 days don't include the day of. So that's what Rav Tachliva Rav Dimi says, according to Shmuel. Shmuel says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're out. You can never do business with them. Number one. The Yerushalmi on this Gemara, on this Mishnah, the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos read here, quotes the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, what's the svar for Rabbi Shmuel? Why 3 days after? So it's a machlokas. Some say because he's going to go thank, that's the pashas. He's going to go thank the Avodah Zarah, even if it's 3 days after, they're still going to connect it. But then there's another amazing line. Chavrai Amrin, time of the Rabbi Shmuel, Mishum Birya de Moada. It's like the son of the Moed. It's an extension of the Moed. 3 days after, it like gave birth. It gave birth to the Moed. Right, that's the Lashon. Birya de Moada. What does that sound like? Yisrochag. Right, it sounds like there's an effect even afterwards, not just in terms of, oh, you're going to still feel it, but there's a status. There's a status. Birya d'moadaya. That's what the language is of the Yerushalmi here. Interesting. Okay. V'chom omer lefnei yidein osel achar yidein mutter. V'chul l'chom ma'in tanakama. Is there any difference between this chachamim and the first opinion on that base? Hein below yidein ikiminayu. Yeah, machlokas could be. The issue came up a couple days ago. Is it 3 days including or not? Tanakama Savar Hain below Idean, Marabanan Basroi Savri Hain Viidehan. Number one. Iba Yisema, or they're arguing about Nasavanatan Ibinayo. What about Bidieved? If you did it, right, is the money Usr? Tanakama Savar Nasavanatan Mutter, Rabbanan Basroi Savri, Nasavanatan Usr. Number two. Iba Yisema, the Shmuel Ikibinayu. Maybe the Nafkamina is Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel. Shmuel, who comes up in a few days, but Hashem will have, says, Begola Ein Usr El Yomedam. In Chutz La'aretz, only the day of. Not three before, three after. The Gemara that discusses, why is it because they're not so aduk in Avodah Zarah, or just the opposite? They're very aduk, but they were scared of them. Right? Either way, but it doesn't apply in Galus. Tanakama is Le Dishmuel. Rabban Abasrei Lesluhu Dishmuel. Okay, number four, Yibay Seima, Dinochem Hamadi Giminayu. Maybe a nafkamina is Nachem Hamadi. Did Tanya, Nachem Hamadi Omer, Eino Asa Ela Yom Echad Lifnei Idehen. One day before. Tanakama, less late than Nachem Hamadi. He says three beferish. Rabban Abasrei Islu de Nachem Hamadi. Right? The Gemacham here just say, Lifnei Asar. So how many? So maybe it's only one day. Period. Gufa Nachamadi Omer Noasel Yomechad Bilfnei Dayan Omru Lo Nishtaka Hadover Velo Nomar. Not only did they argue with Nachamadi, they said, I don't want to hear your Shita. It should be forgotten. Nishtaka Hadover Velo Nomar, says the Gemara. Vika Rabbanan the Basrai Takami Kavasai. Why is it so bad? We just said that the Rabbanan Hova came here. Right? Man Chacham Nachamadi Hu. No, there are no other rabbis. That's his Shita. There's nobody else that holds like him, but the, Gemara says that his suggestion is totally rejected. If you look in the Kidmas HaEmek, the Nitziv in the Hakdama to the Shiltos, he has a few Hakdamas to the Shiltos because they were originally published separate volumes. But in the Kidmas HaEmek, we've discussed this in the Elu VeElu Shir. He writes that every Shita in Shas has some light on it, right? Based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Kupata Shifotzei Tzela, just like sparks shoot out, there are stronger sparks and less strong sparks. So too, there are stronger shitos, ones that we hold of, and less strong shitas, but they all have the Or HaTorah on them. He says, unless there's a shita that has been totally rejected, Nishtaka Adomar V'lo Nomar. He quotes that Lashon. Like, he doesn't, I don't know, I just tried to look through it yesterday, I don't know if he quotes this one, but he quotes, you know, like the Dea of that was suggested of Ammoni the Ammonis until they came to the conclusion of Ammoni v'lo Ammonis. Right? So is there anybody that says otherwise? So it says that that was totally rejected, and it's Bittul Torah to try to figure out that Shita. Right? And it doesn't have any Ara Torah on it. And a couple of others that Itziv talks about it's on page 18 in the She'iltos. He says, he quotes, during Bayi Sheni, they argued whether Chagiga is Docha Shabbos or others. He quotes, there are different levels of machlokas, but some of them are, totally rejected, some of them are just, most of them, everything Deya in Shas that has a Deya, you know, is not totally rejected unless it's Nishtaka Adavar. So I don't remember, I didn't read through the whole thing, but here's Deya quoted by one of the Tanaim. Even though it says Nishtaka Adavar, but, you know, we weren't Mevatel Torah by reading that line in the Gemara. Right, so once it's in Shas, you know, it's okay. Nishtaka Adavar means that nobody holds of it anymore. And it wasn't even a Tana that said it. Tanya. Tanya Ida, Nachum Adi Omer. We're going to have a number of things that Nachum Adi said, and each one is going to be Nishtaka Adavar. Nachum Adi Omer, Mochrin Lohem, and these are going to be topics that are going to come up other times. Mochrin Lohem, Sus, Zachar, Vezachim, and Mochama. There's an Isser of selling animals to a guy, because then you might come to rent an animal to a guy, and then he'll work it on Shabbos, and your animal will be working on Shabbos. So, the Rabbi Ramadai says, if it's an old male horse during wartime, that's not going to be confused with anything, and therefore you're allowed to. Amru lo, nishtaka davar v'lo nomar. Right? And they say, no way. If you get Ben Beseira de Koi Kavase, Ben Beseira holds like him. Ditsan Ben Beseira mate besus. Ben Beseira is matir. You know, selling the horse. Says the Gemara, no. Ben Beseira lo maflik mizchom lanakevas. He says all horses. He's not machalib to males and females. Iyu mitakam maflik mizchom lanakevas. So obviously Ben Beseira rejects the whole idea. Iyu, but Nachum Amadai, mitakam maflik mizchom lanakevas, karabanan svirile. He must hold like the Rabbanan that generally you should aser horses, and a Rabbanan is takadar v'lo nomar. And there shouldn't be such a chiluk, whether it's old, whether it's melchama, v'chulu. Tanya, Nachum Adi Omer, Sheves, some type of a dill seed. Misaser, usually maestros only have to be given from something that is eaten and fully and grown. So Nachum Adi says it's misaser zera v'yerak v'zirin, whether it's in the seed, fully grown, or even growing a little bit, or even just has shoots. All the different levels could be misaser. Armel Nishtaka Adavar V'lo Nomar. No way. V'yikir Belazer D'Koy Kavase. When you mean Belazer holds like him. Jitznan, the Mishnah in Maestris. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Hasheves Misaseres Zerav Yerek V'zirin. Answer. Hasam B'dagnu Nisa. There's talking about in a private garden. In a private garden, people have all different minhagim and they can eat all of them. But out wild dill, you wouldn't say that. Period. Amalei Rabacha Bar Minyomi Labaya. Gava Rabba Asame Asrin. Kol Misla Da'amar. Amalei Nishtaka Adavar V'lo Nomar. What, everything is Nishtaka Adavar from him? Amar Ikechad Adina Kavase. There's one that we'll hold of. The Tanya Nachum Adi Omer, Shol Adam Sracha B'Shomei Tfila. Right, a person is allowed to ask and show me at fila for anything they need. Amar bar mina, don't bring me that one. Tiahi detalya bashli ravi, that one 25 other people also say. That's not nachma madai. Right, you've hung it on big ropes. Right, detanya, rebelia, detanya. We're not going to get to the shita that says like him because it's a long brisa, but we'll start the brisa. Rebeliezer omer shol adam tzrachav achach yispalo. Rebeliezer holds you first ask for your tzrachim and then you do the rest of the Rishmona Esrei, rest of the Amidah. Shneamar tefila la'ani kiyatov. Right, first that you have tefillah la'ani, you ask for things, and then sicha is the rest of the Amidah. V'gomer ain't sicha la tefillah. Shneamar Yisrael Yisrael l'soch basada. Rabbi Yeshua omer the opposite. Yispal v'yachakach tishal tzrochav. Shneamar esproch lefanav sichi, sarasi lefanav agid. Right, so each one has a different daya. Right, what does he do with that pasuk? Hachi kamer esproch lefanav sichi bizman sarasi lefanav agid. Once I've done that. Or the opposite. For Bishua Nami Aksiv Tfilani Kiyatov, Hachikamar, Emasit Tfilani, Bizman, Shalifne Hashem, Yishpoch Sicha, once I've already done that. So each pasuk can be read in other ways. Michti, Kroi Lokamar Kadaiki, Lokamar Daiki, can read the psukim in both ways. But Maikim, what's the machlokas about? The machlokas is going to be about whether you can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. But either way, we don't pass on like either of these, right? We pass on like, where do we put our tzrachim in Shomei Tfila? Which is going to be what Achim Amadai said, and that's why the answer is going to be, you're not telling me anything that, oh, we hold like him here. So we'll have to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, a lot of amazing things on tomorrow's daf, on daf tes, ches tes. Some of these are unique dafim here in Shas. Every daf is unique, but Baruch Hashem.